This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely. Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season. Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, Patriot fans. Welcome to Week 17. Jeff, can you believe it?
17.
17.
That's insane.
Kevin, didn't it just seem like we just started Week 1?
Yeah, it seemed like we just started this great odyssey together here.
It's been amazing.
Wow.
It really has. I'm your host, Mike.
Time flies when you win. Sorry to
interrupt.
Oh,
it is.
You.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
I guess it's definitely not having fun, I'll tell you that.
I'll never interrupt you ever again.
That's all right.
I just saw that death glare.
I froze, man. I'm your host, Mike Perriello, manager of the Patriots Pro Shop. I'm looking across the studio here. And
there's an empty chair.
Empty chair, and one of our co-hosts is missing today. And
we should have queued up some sad music.
We should have, but I don't even know if there's music. You know what?
We don't know if it's sad or...
It's pathetic.
Yeah, degrees of sad, maybe.
This bonehead, Jim Scollins, has decided to take a Wednesday off, smack in the middle of the week.
Because, Pizza Wednesday, mind.
Pizza Wednesday, because he got a couple's spa, which that's a whole other topic. That's a whole other show on some other network.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
Thank you. And he has decided to take a couple spa and
something about
a spa
his
day
feet too. I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, you know what? He was hiding something last week when we were talking about Rex Ryan, and he was hiding it.
I
saw something.
Can I help you with anything?
A little twinkle in his eye.
He knew this was going to surface, so he is.
Most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
God, it's not right. But he's decided to take the day off and do a couple spa treatment, and he's been known to do these. And I'm sorry, man. You know, I can't do that. I can't.
I'm speechless.
You know, taking a shower. That's about as far as I go as a spa treatment. Anyway, that's his thing. And like you said, we don't even know who he's with. It's a couple's. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the hell with Jim.
He's not here. Let's not talk about
it. But joining us as usual is the top NFL buyer sporting his Iowa Hawkeye.
Thank you very much.
Sweatshirt thing.
Insight Bowl champion.
That's a big one. Mr. Jeff Breitenbach. Jeff, I got to say congrats. I mean,
thank you, man. Thank
that
you.
Was a, I'd like to see what the viewer ratings was because it couldn't have been high.
I bet it would surprise you.
Yeah.
I bet it's not your January 1st bowl, which is a little disappointing, but you know, a Tuesday night
it's
at 10 o'clock at night, it's got to be high.
It's
ratings.
Definitely the elite bowl of December 28th.
Absolutely.
I mean, so you got that going for you.
Yeah. Definitely beat that West Virginia debacle, so.
Yeah. So congrats on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, did you and Andre Tippett just kind of go tipping cars last night or streaking or boozing it up?
No. We win with class, the two of us.
Just you know, that's it.
That's it. Just a little fist pump and move on.
You know, you give
it's understood.
Give him the head nod upstairs in the office.
Yep. That's it.
We got it.
Yep.
That's
you know
impressive.
It. Yep.
Well, good. Good for you. Way to end the year on
yes,
a solid
absolutely.
Note.
Turn the year around after losing three in a row to close out the regular season.
Yeah, that's well.
Nice way to redeem and bounce back. So move on to next year.
Yep. Oh, good.
I'll be heading to a bowl game at the end of the week here.
That's right. Really? You're going to Florida.
Yeah, I'm taking off on Friday to go to the Capital One Bowl between Michigan State and Alabama.
Nice.
I'm going to go.
Go Roll Tide.
I'm going to fly down on Friday afternoon and fly back Saturday night because we play the Dolphins on Sunday. I have to be back
wow.
for that. So it's a quick trip.
What time's the game?
The game's at 1 on Saturday. So my flight's at around 7:30. So
nice. Enjoy.
Should work out.
Yeah.
I will.
I've always wanted to go to a bowl game other than a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Game.
My sister's
college
down there
bowl,
already
yeah.
running around. She works for the Michigan State. She's a trainer on the football team. So they got like all this cool stuff that I had kind of heard about, but I wasn't sure if it was like urban legend or not. But they're like getting taken to Disney World a couple days this week. And they closed a Best Buy, gave them all $420 in Best Buy gift cards and let them go shopping in the Best Buy. That was one of their bowl like gift things.
That's solid.
Part of the swag bag.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That is, absolutely. Jeez.
Nice.
What I could do at $420 of Best Buy.
What could you do? You can't really buy a lot.
I'm trying to do the math in my head.
You could buy like
She's actually going to buy herself a really nice digital camera.
Yeah, there you go.
Give my folks the old one. But I mean, $420 would go a long way toward buying like a relatively decent laptop or something.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Good. She obviously didn't think of you. You're not getting anything.
We could buy a ton of DVDs if you're like those.
Maybe you can get couples retreat on
iPod
DVD.
Or something like that. I don't know. You could get a lot of things. But I have not got, that's a good point. I have not got my Christmas present yet.
Yeah. Ah, there you go.
Because she hasn't been home. They left Christmas Day. So. Hmm. But I'll have to take that up when I go down there on Friday.
You're not going to wear a Michigan State hat in here, are you?
I might.
Oh,
and,
really?
And a jacket.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I have a couple. I've been out there a few times for games. Your Iowa Hawkeyes crushed them this year. That was their only loss.
Yes.
So you shouldn't be too bitter about
it. No, not at all. Beating Michigan State is always a good thing.
Yeah. Well, all the Big Ten teams are, you know, rivals with each other.
Yep, absolutely.
But who's Iowa's, like, biggest rival? Iowa State stinks.
Well, that's just the interstate rival.
Yeah.
You know.
But who would you say is, like, the bitter?
Curry College?
I'll tell you who it's going to be.
Yeah.
They're hooking them up with Nebraska next year when they move in.
Yeah.
That's going to become the new
rival. Yeah, because, you know, I think Michigan State, Michigan. I think, like, Ohio State, Michigan. Because I didn't think Iowa and Michigan State really, like, hated, like, it was true, like, you know.
Yeah, they.
I mean, obviously they're rivals, but they're not.
Right.
They're not, like, Red Sox, Yankees type thing.
I think it's different in each sport.
Yeah.
You know, for football, Wisconsin's become one.
Yeah.
They've been a little nemesis. Penn State, they've kind of controlled Penn State the last few years.
Yeah.
And they always play Minnesota for the Floyd of Rosedale trophy, which, you know. But I don't see that as a huge rivalry. You know, Iowa's been kind of controlling them as well up until this year.
So. Yeah, and my sister was lucky enough to go to that game in Iowa and said that the people were awesome. And, you know, everyone she talked to at the stadium that worked with the football program for Iowa was awesome. And so it didn't seem like too much bad blood.
No, not at all.
All right. That's enough Iowa kiss ass.
All right.
Story. But I do like the team, but I'm still an Ohio State fan. Anyway,
Ooh.
I know. But speaking of football, obviously another AFC East division title for the Pats. We won't get into how the experts break it down and what that means and blah, blah, blah.
Back to back, though.
But what we can talk about, because it is back to back, is what it means for retail. That's right. Big round of applause for them. What it means for retail, it means, obviously the obvious is an extended selling season, which is huge for us,
mm-hmm.
huge for Jim, you know, the online store, as he would go, patriotsproshop.com.
When he's actually there running it, unlike today.
Right, exactly.
Right. It's actually, Andrew is actually running it today, and I guarantee you sales are
through the roof.
Through the roof compared to days Jim's there, but. We'll let the numbers.
Productivity at an all-time high.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll get more packages out than ever before.
I actually stopped by there before coming in here, and it was very busy.
Yeah.
Very busy. A lot of packages moving.
You're right. I mean, I'm looking right now. We have the the AFC East Division Champs hat in a pretty slick hat. I like how they didn't go too crazy with it. Black, white, and gray, back-to-back, you know, 2010 AFC East Division Champs. That's the hat. That's the locker room hat.
That's it.
Tees. We got the tees starting to roll in. Everything got delayed because of the snowstorm here on Sunday night, Monday. So everything kind of got bumped a day. But we got them in there. The tees are just clean. They're navy. It's nothing, you know.
That's how I like it.
Yeah,
nice and simple.
Yep.
Yeah. So everything looks good. Everything's rolling. I mean, the pro shop was rocking yesterday and today. I mean, just you would think it was a couple days before Christmas. So, I mean, the whole region. Is just, I mean,
I think people
right
were a little
there.
Anxious to get out of their house after the snowstorm, and then you couple that with a division title,
right.
And let's go to the pro shop and spend some money,
right? So that's what's going on. I mean, it is the perfect school vacation with the kids to go to the Patriots, the hall at Patriots Place, presented by Raytheon.
Presented by Raytheon.
There it is. You know, so we got a ton of foot traffic. I mean, football's on everyone's mind right now, so it's perfect. It's the perfect storm for retail. And so we got product coming in. There's still more coming, correct?
Yes. Yep. It's coming in every day now, and more of it. We limited it to just the a ladies' tee, a men's tee, a hooded sweatshirt, and then a cap.
Right. Because, honestly, I mean, what the hell else much more do you want?
Yeah, it's plain and simple. And
correct. Yeah. And we've gone down this road before. I think the first time we went, the team went, and, you know, we, as for the retail group, had to deal with this. Kind of went a little crazy on AFC East. This is going back to, what was that, 01?
Mm-hmm.
Right in that, you know, in that when it first happened. You know, it was a lot of excitement. I mean, that's as far as we went since, what, 96?
Six,
yeah. I mean, going deep into the playoffs. Well, yeah. So anyway, so we, I think now people like the division stuff, but they know the odds are in their favor to go another step.
Right.
And so they're smart.
Absolutely.
They're smart. So, you know, we're obviously seeing division stuff sell, but a lot of just generic Patriot product.
But should it proceed, people like to collect them all, and they know that the division champs is a limited quantity. A lot of times they want to get that first, and then
you are exactly right, because so many people try to backtrack after the championship or Super Bowl, you know, if they're fortunate to win it, and they get upset that we can't get the division stuff. Now, I know Ken tries to make that happen later on in the offseason to see if we can fill that back in for the amount of requests we have.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Yes, he is. So, you know, just be smart. Just buy it. I mean, hell, it's a collector's item.
Yep.
He didn't pussyfoot around that. He was like, just be smart and buy it.
Come on.
Don't worry about it.
Load up. Who cares?
And don't shop online. Come here to the store.
Yeah, come to the pro shop.
There's nobody here to fight you on that.
It's nothing. This is a layup today. But, yeah, the store's doing good. We've got a lot of, again, this week, a lot of players surfacing there. You know, just a typical week. It's been great.
Yep.
But, you know, today we have a pretty cool guest that we'll be getting on the phone shortly, which will help us kind of get into how all the decision-making and all this product info, the kind of behind the scenes of how Reebok handles all these you know, division titles and the product and the whole thing.
Yep.
A lot of people actually like to know about that, what happens. And actually, you can share some insight, too, when he's on, obviously, from a buyer's point of view. I mean, you know, you guys got to pull the trigger.
Yes.
You just can't pull it too early.
Right.
Correct. 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks, yeah.
So, yeah, so big game against Miami this weekend. Obviously, it's not a must win, but I think what we'll see here at the stadium is we're going to see a lot of new faces as far as fans, a lot of season ticket holders. We'll call it a handoff game where they just hand off the tickets to friends, relatives, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of new faces here, seeing the team maybe for the first time live this year.
Yep.
So it actually may be a more electric crowd to kind of kick the team into the playoffs, because, you know, this isn't really a chance to see them. And they kind of like, hey, almost like a congratulate the team for a great year.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like the old school high school pep rally, get them going, get one into the playoffs.
That's a perfect analogy.
So it's going to be, I think it'll be good. It's going to be fun Sunday. And fortunately, it's going to be kind of warm, which we haven't seen warm for a while here.
Maybe it'll melt some of the snow we got around
here. You know what? I'm glad you said that. Just walking down to the studio here, people can't see this, but
the piles are insane.
The snow piles in the parking lot are enormous.
There's
500 plows and trucks
mm-hmm.
getting this stuff out of the lots. Now, when these people show up Sunday, it's going to look like, you know, we got a dusting.
Right.
And you got to see where they're putting it. There's a lot way in the back that mm-hmm. that's now probably a full size glacier. You can see it from space.
Yeah.
But they have that in but the crew clearing the stairs and the seats in the stadium, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They clear out a section. It's like, it's amazing. So that's not easy work.
No.
And these guys are going around the clock. So, you know, props to them for getting it ready. So when the fans show up, it's just another Sunday.
And lucky the storm hit a week before the game, because if it hit days before the or one day before.
Correct. Ugh, yeah.
Could have been messy.
Yep. It could have been. So we got them. Do we have them? Oh, wow. This
Look
is exciting.
That.
So anyway, so staying with the, you know, the what we were just talking about, the new division champ. Joining us on the Ace Ticket Hotline is Mr. Al Menino. he is the Reebok NFL, our Reebok NFL representative. Al.
Mike, Jeff.
You're alive.
Hi, Al.
Oh, boy. That was exciting snow pile talk.
It was. this is Weather Channel, sports talk, everything rolled into one.
Absolutely.
We're going to do holiday rest.
I'm hoping this year I can be involved in the what's the last day the snow pile will melt pool.
Oh, that's a – we'll get that going.
We're already taking bets, so you can email it to me if you'd like.
At Reebok, it rivals the NCAA March Madness pool.
Right.
There's a huge snow pile right next to the parking lot, and everybody's throwing a five bucker in the hat, and the dates are posted on the board.
Yeah,
very exciting.
Do you want to make an on-air prediction?
I got to really, when I'm there on Sunday, I'm going to have to size up the actual glacier. I got a methodology to it after doing this for 7 years. So
you have a formula? That's smart.
I like to walk around it, you know, scrape some out, taste it, throw some flavor ice on it, and then I can get a good feel for
it. Avoid the yellow stuff.
Yellow stuff,
yeah.
That is not lemon.
I bring my own.
It's smart.
So, yeah, you know where it's been.
Hey, you operate a slush machine on the side, don't you?
I do, actually.
It's smart. smart second income move there. So Al, we were obviously, I don't know if you heard us, we were talking about the division champ product that we've received mm-hmm. and are getting in. But, you know, in the industry, they call it kind of the hot market. I guess the first thing Jeff and I were talking about, we thought would be good for you to explain, is what does hot market mean? How does that process and decision making happen on your end? Obviously, we pull the trigger to order it, but how does it happen on your end?
So hot market actually may kick in depending on the team and the time of the year, sooner in the NFL seasons. So let's use last year's New Orleans Saints as an example. When they came out of nowhere and were running the table, that created a hot market before they actually clinched the division and went on to win the Super Bowl. So as the season progresses, we start lining up hot markets, teams that are unexpected, teams coming out of nowhere. And, you know, as we've been through with the Patriots, the call for merchandise can be, you know, mind-boggling at times, trying to fill the pipeline with more and more goods. So that's where the term hot market came from. You got a team that's ripping and everybody wants goods, which is a good problem, and we all try and make business. As it relates to the playoff stuff, it's a big board of if-win scenarios, which you guys are accustomed to, and anybody that's a fan of the Patriots or any other NFL team knows. If my team wins this weekend and this team loses and the other team ties and then this team over here loses, you know, it creates those scenarios for division championships and playoff seeding. So when we start to line those up, we've got to move product into marketplaces to support the demand. In some of the less mature markets where a team may come out of nowhere, that demand is so strong that we may actually print division merchandise on site. T-shirts are the easiest ones to do. Headwear we do at a couple of facilities in the East Coast for division. So we have goods lined up. We're in the marketplaces we need to be. And once an event happens, like the Patriots clinching last week, which was really the first, we put your orders into action. We manufacture them. We deliver them to you, and then you sell them to our great fans.
Al, how soon in the process do you, or when's the design take place for this?
The design actually takes place because of the lengthy approval process going back and forth with the league offices. We were designing this product back in May, June, before the season even starts. And, Jeff, it ties into the Super Bowl. Everything sort of, all of our merchandise takes another step towards that team winning the Super Bowl. So it may tie into the division, may tie into the conference with colors. Conference then, you know, moves on to the Super Bowl. So it's a lengthy process because we don't just produce a product for one event. We produce it for all of those events.
Gotcha.
Including wild card.
That's
Some
right.
cities are celebrating wild card births.
So
not us.
What obviously the New England fans are used to this playoff run, and hopefully they don't take it for granted, because one of the Boston sports writers said it just really, really, what was the word he used? Really enjoy this time. And this time, meaning right now or even the past, call it 10 years, because, you know, the funny thing is we keep saying this isn't going to last forever, and it's lasting. I mean, our downtime's minimal. Well, the team's downtime's minimal as far as, you know, a year off here, they didn't make the playoffs. So we're fortunate in that aspect. But anyway, but what other teams are really new to, I guess it would be Atlanta maybe, that kind of new to this, that they're just, you know, you guys are just pumping out product on their end. What's the hot team right now?
Well, I'd say Kansas City is in particular one of the hotter teams, because they really haven't been to a division championship in a while. So that market's going pretty good. The Chicago Bears market's been strong all year.
Right.
That market's been pretty good. The Philadelphia Eagles market has been really strong the last 6 weeks or so, with all the excitement of Michael Vick and their recent winning streak. I think the market's really heating up down there. We've done particularly well there. The Patriots market this year overall has been surprisingly strong. I think the merchandise mix has shifted because of the economy and because of maturation of players. Though with the new guys, we got Gronkowski, Hernandez, Woodhead, Ben Jarvis. We've got some new players, and we're starting to really produce those guys in merchandise with jerseys and T-shirts. Those are the markets that are doing well. Saints is steady. I think that there's a couple of divisions that I don't think the sub-500 teams are really firing people up.
Yeah, those AFC West, I mean. NFC West. That's a mess.
Bradford himself has been, he's created some merchandise buzz, and the Rams have had a lift in product sales because of him.
His jersey reaching Tebow levels when you talk about rookies?
Well, Tebow, when he was drafted, there was a lot of jerseys sold for him. He was a nice seller right out of the gate. I mean, he didn't even play a down, and as we know, he didn't really play till recently. But
wasn't Bradford the number one pick?
Yep.
And everybody wanted Tebow at 20 something.
Yeah. I think, you know, the markets are interesting. We just shipped out the division product, as you guys know. And we're getting ready to host a first-round game. So right now I'm working with you guys and Ken and Pete on coming up with some division matchup tees, Patriots versus Ravens or Patriots versus Jets or whomever they may play. It's funny, I was looking at the art over like the last 5 or 6 years, and, you know, we go to artists in Indianapolis and ask them to produce graphics and come up with matchups, and it dawned on me, because Mike, you said it earlier, it's been a decade of success. I mean, we've probably had 9 matchup tees for the first round out there over the years. Mm-hmm. And how do you spin that? How do you create colors and graphics that still appeal to our strong fan base to continue to buy those t-shirts? Right. It's amazing. I mean, we've got these diehard fans that somebody's got the 10 division caps with the 10 division tees, and then the 10 matchup tees, and then the 5 AFC championship tees. I mean, it's incredible. It always requires like new, fresh ideas. And, you know, we can do that graphically, or we can do it on new body styles. You know, the tri-blend tees, Jeff, have been doing great for us this year.
Yep.
You know, you have to come up with different product blanks to put these on that entice our consumers to buy.
Nice.
I like the last version you did on that matchup tee, by the way.
On the which one?
On the matchup tee, yeah. Look good.
Yeah. Kenny wanted a little more 3D in the helmets, right?
Yes, yeah.
Stickler for the details, that guy.
Yeah, that's why he is who he is.
That's right.
Absolutely.
He's the god.
Flanders has cooties.
Jesus.
And then we're working on the Bring the Wood tee.
Yes, yeah.
Well, what's that about?
Bring the Wood? Jeff, you want to introduce it?
No, you go right ahead, kid.
Well, you know, so Mike, here's another one that's a perfect example of hot market. You know, you get a player like Danny Woodhead. He's created a lot of excitement in the marketplace. Jeff will tell you that we've got a lot of demand online and in the store for his jersey. So what other products can we put around that to you know, sort of accompany the jersey sales? And so you look to our own stadium, our own fans often give us ideas on how to create, you know, graphics and slogans and stuff. And one of the ones that caught our eye was Bring the Wood. And everybody likes to bring the wood, so we're going to bring it on a T-shirt.
That's
so
very good,
we came up with some designs, and Ken and Jeff and Pete approved them yesterday, and we'll work with the league to get them official. But that's another hot market tee.
Right.
We'll have Danny Woodhead on a tee, and that will do real well.
Yeah, that guy was out of control as far as dealing with his jersey and the requests. Out of control.
Oh yeah,
it was unbelievable. I honestly, I haven't seen that. I mean, for a long time, you get bursts of players that. Just,
but probably since Bledsoe went out and Brady came in,
Welker, but maybe Moss when he got signed, like
Moss
that type
when
of thing.
Signed, yeah, those are like
and Welker when Welker finally caught on, which was, you know, probably the end of that first season into the next. I mean, he was our lead guy,
right,
for these past 2 years. I mean, people really, really were gravitating to him, and off of Welker came Edelman for a little while.
Yep.
Remember, Jeff, we had some of his sales.
Yep.
And I think this year, Mike, more than ever, which probably speaks to just the enjoyment of the team, we're selling more guys across the spectrum. You know, in 07, it was really the big three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moss, Brady, and Welker.
Right.
You know, this year, I mean, we're selling Gronkowski, Hernandez, Benjavis, Woodhead, Welker,
McCourty,
right.
Merriweather, Wilfork.
Yep.
I mean, we're selling all these guys, and of course Brady, at good sales rates that I think it just speaks that the fans have really, you know, are saying, I've got many guys on this team I like, and it works.
And it helps us immensely to have that selection over the other stores where we can, I mean, God, between replica jerseys, authentics, and then the name and number tees.
I think I have 20 name and number tees. I don't think there's any other store out there that has more than three.
Right. And then we can customize shirts. I mean, it's perfect for us. And it's great, but in, you know, obviously this doesn't happen if Al and the Reebok side doesn't make it happen, so it's definitely a win-win.
Well, it's funny. Everybody always says, "Oh, you must love your job." You know, it's sports; it's great. As we've talked about many times, all of us, it's our job. Yeah, there is the aspect of it that's fun, but it is 24/7. You know, as we all know, we're always home late, right? Nobody's ever on time. If something happens on a Sunday, it causes us to do something. We're always trying to put product in the marketplace as quickly as we can. I will say this. I think Reebok overall, from their headwear and their apparel, when it comes to a hot market, and we've been fortunate enough to be through several Super Bowls, we are the leaders in delivering hot market product in the marketplace. It's just what we do, and we're good at it. We've got probably 1,500 employees between two facilities focused on that. There's people that work around the clock. We have the largest network of screen printers around the country, guys. I mean, we just don't have them in the key NFL cities. We have them all over the country, and it helps us to support our other champions and our other schools and colleges and pro teams and all the other cities with our affiliation with NHL. On the Adidas side, we have NCAA and we have NBA. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but we're focused on it, and it's an exciting time. Causes us all to stay up around the clock for a couple of days, right?
Oh yeah, get that right. But
so,
I agree with you, Al. You get the Reebok's been outstanding, you know, through all this whole run of years with the team's success. You know, so man, I look forward to 2012. I mean, it's every year. That's actually the great thing. I honestly, Al, every line's going to have maybe a dog, meaning a bad piece here and there, but I might say this year could have been the best year as far as going, you know, hitting, going 10 for 10 on product or pieces. Mm-hmm. It was more than 10 pieces, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Sure. Well, your guys, you know, Ken and Jeff and Pete, they all have a lot to do with it. I mean, we, you know, it's kind of like the ESPN commercials. You know, we all kind of sit around goofing around in the cubes or doing something, and that's how we make product. Your feedback and that of Ricky and the staff at the pro shop's important. I mean, let's face it, right? We've pulled fans out of the crowd and bought hats and looked at tee designs and recreated them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's how kind of how we get it done.
It's good stuff.
So it's been good. I will leave you with this story. Do you remember our first Super Bowl in 01? The New Orleans game?
Remember that time?
Remember that one, Mike?
Remember that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the story goes, because we have a finite number of units that we put in the marketplace. We have X amount of Super Bowl hats and conference hats that we have for every event. And when you know, sometimes you get like a team like the Patriots in 01 that they bought everything. Everything sold out. I mean, we sold hundreds of thousands of units of tees and hats.
Right.
And then in 99, I think we had the Rams, and that marketplace was a little smaller, and we were left with a lot of goods because the marketplace didn't purchase it all. But I do remember going to that game, because I've been to several Super Bowls, and I when I got to my seats, I'm like, wow, I can't believe the Pats are in it. Because, you know, the Pats were really never in the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I went to so many where they weren't in it. But when we got to that game, we were not sold out of Patriots merchandise. Because everyone just said the Rams were going to run us over, and that was going to be the deal. Mm-hmm. By the time that game ended, and the Patriots won, and, you know, Mr. Kraft made that nice speech, and, you know, Brady's out there. There's just a lot of symbolism with it and the colors. Because the colors for that Super Bowl, a lot of people don't realize, the colors going in was supposed to be like a purple and a green, and there were these really funky New Orleans Mardi Gras colors.
Right.
Because of the unfortunate events of 9/11, they became red, white, and blue.
Patriotic.
It just changed.
Right.
So the Patriots winning it, and Mr. Kraft's speech, and the underdogs, and everybody coming out of the tunnel together onto the field to start the game.
Spirituality, faith, and democracy are the cornerstones of our country.
There you go.
We are all patriots. And
there
tonight, the Patriots are world champions.
I just got perfect,
Kevin.
Shiver.
That's perfect. So we just offer that euphoria in the color scheme. We lucked out with that Super Bowl, and I think that one there, Mike, was, you guys remember, was just off the charts.
Oh, that was silly.
And Jeff, you're still placing orders for those caps today.
Yes, I am. Yep.
So 10 years later, Mike, our fans continue to buy merchandise from other Super Bowls past, which is nice, and if we can add another one or two, it's quite a collection.
Sure is.
Rolling rally.
Now, that was Mayor Menino. No relation, Al?
Generations of New Englanders.
That's got to be your cousin, right, Al?
Well, no, I find myself down at the headwear facility in Mattapoisett, Mass. If I'm in the North End, I would be happy to answer that question.
Yeah. Oh, my. So Al, when you know, when you do have a little downtime in your home, I just want to know, what's the raccoon situation like at home?
Well, Mike, you bring up an unfortunate topic, but I am 6'7".
Excellent.
There is one more raccoon I suspect was a female raccoon, because I noticed the litter has expanded again, and they have not ascended to my roof deck in quite some time. The last square off was, where are we? We're in December.
See,
square off was October.
Al at home has had this almost like a Caddyshack moment with these raccoons that are just messing with him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the country. I don't know if it's gotten that far. We don't have to go what's happened to them, but he's had a little raccoon.
No raccoons were harmed during the filming of this.
Right.
No.
So
the animal control officer in my town, Mike, is sort of like Sergeant Tackleberry.
Oh, yeah?
And in not so many words, when I asked her for her sage advice on the situation, she kind of gave me the signal. And Exactly. You know, see no evil, hear no evil. I decided to trap them and then relocate them. So
now, have you gone as far as dressing as a, you know, 6 foot tall raccoon and just kind of waiting in the bushes or on the roof?
Now, my last square off was I went down to one of the local Save-A-Lots or some store there, and I bought a $5 stuffed Rottweiler animal. And I had that guy on the porch during the last battle.
Wow.
Just to startle him. Now, one thing about raccoons, when you start to chase them or you know, sling the skipping rocks at them, they tend to go right on the spot. So they'll drop their gear right there, and it's a messy situation.
It's funny he brings this up, because Christmas Day at my house, there was a story told about my grandfather, and my dad's telling me this story about how on Christmas Day in, like, 1962, they all, you know, my grandparents and all their friends had a little too much sauce, and a raccoon got in the house. So my grandpa chased him out with his .22, chased him up a tree, and in three shots, shot the thing, and the thing just falls, like, 40 feet out of the tree and goes splat on the driveway.
No.
And that was Merry Christmas, 1962.
Well.
That worked, Kev. I'll tell you what. So my last square off ended at, like, this battle raged from, like, 4:15 a.m. till about 6:30 with me running outside, chasing him up a tree, you know, just pelting him with rocks.
What a wussy raccoon. He should come confront you like a man.
Right. Exactly.
That is funny.
But, Mike, you're bringing up a subject that I just was noting the other day before the snowstorm, how I had not had to do battle with these raccoons. I will be scouring the internet for some organic deterrents.
Google you how know? To remove raccoons from your home.
And there'll be pictures
the
of guns
of
everywhere.
Wow, that's... Al, that could be a whole other show. We should just do raccoon talk.
We could have pet talk. There'll be some downtime, you know, after the after the Super Bowl, you know.
Maybe in March or something when it's real slow, pre-draft or somewhere around there.
That would be great. And we should get Ken on there, because he could have the whole fur, no fur discussion.
Right, yes.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
So Al, so what happens now? Obviously, we kind of have the Patriots and teams like the Patriots have to wait until the second week of the playoffs, second round of the playoffs. What about the wild card team? So you guys will just sit there, and it's really not much you can do until the conference, I mean, until the AFC championship, right?
So here's what's going on. So Jeff alluded to it earlier. Today we worked on some designs for the Patriots' first home game. So over the next 2 weeks, we'll put together tees and knit hats to sort of commemorate those games that are going to be played. So, and you know, our team, we've got a large group of graphic designers, and they're busy, it seems, around the clock, you know. There's no real calendar break for them. So we're pushing them for artwork, and they're coming back, and we're trying to turn designs. Mike, just to get that stuff set up, to get the tapes digitized to embroider hats, and to get the screens done and the art separated and move the art to printers and figure out where you're going to make it is, you know, even though there's 2 weeks from Sunday we play that game, it still seems like, you know, there's just not enough time to get it done. So that event should be happening in, you know, 8 cities over the next week or so, where other sales people will be lining up those opportunities for both the teams and for Reebok. We'll have a wild card matchup. That's a tough tee to buy, you know, because we offer it. I'm not sure how many people are celebrating, you know.
We're in the wild card.
Yeah, we got a wild card game, you know.
Right.
So,
well, baseball
so
pops champagne
on that.
When
conference
you make a wild
designs,
card.
The artwork for conference and Super Bowl is pretty much done. I'll sit with Ken, Jeff, and Pete in the next week or so, and we'll start to pick out those designs. We'll start to create images when. Because people don't realize you got to go through like you're going to win this thing no matter what. It's a lot of work on all of us.
Oh, sure.
It's a lot of art being created. There's a lot of matchups being created. And just when you think you got it down, somebody upsets somebody and it changes. So
and it's not just the Patriots planning this out to the end, Patriots meaning us on our end. It's every team has to project that they're going to go the distance for retail sake.
Well, Alec, it was your point earlier about Super Bowl 36. We were 14-point underdogs. I mean, if we went into the game as buyers believing the hype, and we didn't buy anything, we would have had nothing the next day.
Yeah, and what we bought, we thought you thought you bought enough to cover it, but the minute that won, those finite units of hats, which is really the crown jewel of it. Mm-hmm. The folks at the headwear building in Mattapoisett, Mass, they've been doing the official Super Bowl hat prior to our exclusivity. They've been doing that since mid-90s. So, we've got a strong heritage with that. But that's a finite unit. If I threw out a number, if I told you we had, 100,000 hats, which we had a lot more, when those are gone, and Jeff will tell you this, Mike, and you know this, we've got to wait for us to manufacture those caps and bring them in from overseas. And that year, Jeff, we were still selling caps right up through April.
Oh, it was crazy.
It was unbelievable. So, yeah, everybody's got to be prepared for it. You got to be prepared. It just, when you think it's not going to happen, it happens. We all know this, right? Win or lose, we have prepared like we won the Super Bowl. When you get there in that Giants game, when we lost that, we had worked. I mean, really, all the hard work had been done.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we were going to get some. We were going to take deliveries, and you guys were going to sell a ton at the pro shop, and we'd be manufacturing T-shirts locally. I mean, we only had a couple more days to go. The hard work was when the team was going 18-0. I mean, we were just out straight for 3 months.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right.
So it's unbelievable. You got to prepare for it. And the flip side of it is if and when an 8-8 comes our way or something, that challenges you just as much, because you then have to create merchandise, apparel, hats that still speak to our consumers in a way that it energizes them to stay with us. I mean, that's when we'll really get working, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, at that point, you're really, it's about new players, and
right.
It's about just trying to keep people motivated through new and innovative designs.
It's crazy.
That's the challenge.
It's a crazy process.
Yep.
Crazy.
Real quick, because we don't have a lot of time. I just want to get out our trivia question for the day. The trivia question, we're sticking with the one we talked about, Jeff?
Sure.
Okay. How many, and Al, don't answer this.
You got it.
You're not eligible. But we are giving away your hat.
Yes. So to win an AFC, 2010 AFC East Patriots Division Champs locker room cap, the first caller or emailer to answer.
Probably email, because we got
somebody. It's got to be an email.
Email.
Our ace ticket hotline is tied up right now.
It is. How many AFC division titles have the Patriots won under Belichick as head coach? How many? It's not a tough question, but someone's going to have to dig. But you can email us at webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com. And, I think we're going to get quite a few answers here, but...
Great hat, by the way, Al. I like the division hat this year.
Yeah, you know what? This one's good. I like this one.
Spiced it up a little bit from years past.
Hey, you know what? Answer this question. And look, we sold a bazillion of them because obviously there was no other choice. But I believe it was Super Bowl 38, the brown hat.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Brown was 39.
39, you're right. The brown? The brown Super Bowl locker room cap from that year. To this day, we have people ask, why was it brown? What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, I would like to defer to the godfather of locker room hats, Mr. Steve Cabuccio.
Yes.
Who is a vice president for our company, and he's the headwear godfather of the industry. The guy's been selling and merchandising and running a headwear
business,
building for 20-plus years. I mean, he's terrific. So the reality of it is, and we touched base about it earlier in the program, right? When we talked about how the colors got changed because of the circumstances around 9/11.
Right.
So every Super Bowl has, that a color scheme picked out for it, and brown was in Super Bowl 39. Now, Steve, being the fashionista he is, that's when brown was sort of making a comeback in apparel, whether it was licensed or it was just everyday apparel. Brown was coming back in both men's and as a men's and women's fashion trend. And Steve, never shy to make the big call, said, we're going brown on this one. And that's really how it came about.
Right. And look, I mean, the thing sold. Like, it was the Super Bowl hat. You don't have, you know, it's not like a sweatshirt. You have a regular everyday sweatshirt. You have 10 colors to choose from. It's it. That's it. So,
well, and that's the truth. So I mean, look, let's face it. Steve made the tough call on that, and he's a big guy, and he's going to make the call and let people argue with it. I think we were listening to sports radio one time, and somebody was all over the brown. It might have even been Pete Shepard. And I think Steve was going to challenge Pete to a steel cage match, you know, over the brown
hat. Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Jesus.
So that's how it came about. That's a true story. And, you know, some of these Super Bowls, you get better color palettes to merchandise,
you know,
around.
And people, fans always get upset when the team colors don't match the hat perfectly. I think I'm blanking out. Obviously, 36 was perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, man.
Absolutely.
But you know,
I mean, if you think about the Houston Super Bowl, right? It had some white and it had some black in it.
Yes.
It had some red and yellow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the toughest thing. You know, if the morning after your team wins a Super Bowl, you want 300,000 units and you want them in your team color. Good luck.
Right. Yeah. And people need to understand this does not reflect the team's color that wins the Super Bowl. These hats are already predetermined, like Al said.
Oh yeah.
It's just what logo's going on there.
It's built for the Super Bowl city.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. There's a host committee that really comes up with all this stuff,
yeah.
and it merchandises around it. So, I mean, it's luck of the draw.
Hey, you know what?
We've been pretty lucky.
If fans are complaining on the color of a Super Bowl hat, I mean, that's a good problem to have.
It is.
You know, there's a lot of teams out there that could be sitting, I don't know why they'd be listening to this, but just saying, like, are you seriously bringing up the color of a Super Bowl hat? But that's what it's come to.
Mm-hmm.
So in that aspect, we're fortunate. So
do we have our loyal listener from, don't we have a guy from Pennsylvania that is on the show every week?
Well, I think he's been on the past 2 weeks. Obviously, he's not calling in.
Right.
And I don't know if Kevin is, he may have gotten an email from, I mean, Kevin may have gotten an email from him. We're not sure, but Kevin's digging up the emails now that are coming in. But we've got some serious listeners. This show has kind of boomed.
We've gone global.
We got to start tapping into what's going on over in Europe. We had some, I forget what the hell country that was.
We were huge in Belgium.
Belgium.
Yeah.
We had a lot of Belgium listeners for whatever reason.
Because we spent a lot of time talking about Pilates.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
You know,
so.
And I think that helps draw them in.
Yeah. So.
And as Zach Galifianakis would say, he means waffles.
You know a lot about this.
Well, look, I try to be topical.
Look. Yeah, we went from one.
I did my homework before this show.
True. Well, so, Kev, do we got some people calling in yet? Oh, he's still going through them.
Well, nobody's calling because
Well, I'm sorry,
Al's
emailing,
on the
emailing,
East ticket
emailing.
Hotline.
You know what I'm saying, man. Come on.
I'm tying up the listener line.
Yeah, that's all right.
But I'm in the Ace Ticket Studio 63 Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, yeah?
You know, yeah, so at least we're live from the Volkswagen Beetle bug.
Yeah. And so, Al, obviously, Reebok, we got Reebok, the whole new product line coming up for 2011.
Sure. Yes.
Have you, obviously, I think Jeff and Ken have been saying they've been ordering a lot of that product already. That's, we always talk about that, too, is people don't understand. Next year is ordered right now.
Mm-hmm.
For
That's
the most
right.
part, and, which is pretty amazing. So talking about trying to forecast this whole monster.
Yeah, this season isn't even over yet, so how do we know what we're going to do next year if we're basing off of this year?
Well, the toughest thing is the players. I mean, Reebok's, they already have the sideline gear, what's laid out, and for the, so I guess in that aspect, it's pretty, not easy, but there's still a lot of work to do, but this is what you got, this is what we're going with. But the player list, I mean, every year, it's like, you know how the Patriots have been. This player's been cut.
Woodhead didn't join the team until late September.
You know, and look how many receivers we've gone through in the past few years.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. But, you know, I'm sure that keeps Al, all right, but Jeff and Ken are not, yes. They're not listening. They have got to be the biggest pain in the ass to you, calling you constantly, change this, I need this. I mean, you got to have a little death wish on them at some point, no?
Oh, listen. Yeah.
There was a pause.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, well, hey, that's right. Cover yourself for in case it goes to court. So, you know, you guys got a lot to bang out. I mean, is everything booked right now, Al? Is that are we closer?
Oh, yeah. Well, we finish up the orders this week. There's a lot of order maintenance. There's a lot of back and forth. I mean, there are so many people working on this to make it happen. It's just not an easy thing. But we are, in the next 2 weeks, it'll all be done. And then Jeff and Ken will start adding, you know, new tees and new designs as we see how far we go in this hot market, and then as we see what the carnage is on the shop when we're done. So, the heavy lifting's done. We're through it. You know, we've got some tweaking to do on the assortment, and we'll add some stuff, and we'll go. It never really ever seems like it's done, though, does it, guys?
No.
Get that right. Yeah, you always think the season ends the last regular season, but January's going to be a killer. But but listen, Al, we appreciate you calling in and kind of clearing the air on some of these issues. And the customers like to hear this stuff, you know? They love it.
Sure.
Fans, they do. They really like this stuff. I mean, you know, they hear enough about the football talk, the X's and O's, and all the other press conference, you know,
stuff.
Talk. So this is kind of a refreshing spin on what's going on behind the organization and the team.
As Craig Ferguson would say, kid, it's a look under the kilt.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
You're absolutely right.
I think he said that.
Well, even if he
did now. He did now.
It's appropriate.
He did now.
We hope to see you here at the stadium soon, maybe for Pizza Wednesday.
Absolutely. That's my favorite day of the week.
That would be pretty solid.
Some people think, you know, hump day is better, but Pizza Wednesday is better.
Absolutely.
This makes the world work here. Get us through the year.
Thank you, Al.
Well, I'll see you guys Sunday because I'll be at the game.
Oh, good.
Excellent. I'll be out there, you know, checking out that snow pile.
Yeah, that's right. Give us your prediction. And we appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, gents.
Thanks, Al.
And I believe that's all for Shop Talk this week. We will be back. Kev, are we back next week?
Believe so.
That's good stuff. We'll be back next
week. Season continues.
That's right.
We continue.
So we'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.